South Korea holds a presidential election on Tuesday. The man leading in the polls is a liberal human rights lawyer who says he will seek a less confrontational stance toward North Korea. That would be a big change in South Korean policy. From Seoul, NPR's Lauren Frayer has this profile.
In 2009, a close aide to the former South Korean president Noh Moo-hyun, who had left office a year earlier, took to a podium on live TV. He looked pale and distraught. He announced that the former president had taken his own life. It was a dramatic moment in South Korea. It was also when South Koreans first got to know the man who looks likely to be their next president, Moon Jae-in, that former presidential aide.
That was probably the seminal moment that he was known very publicly. He was a chief of staff and he was also a very close friend of Noh Moo-hyun.
That's Kim Ji-yoon, a research fellow at Seoul's Asan Institute. She says Moon is likely to revive his late friend's Sunshine policy of dialogue and economic aid to North Korea. Under Sunshine 2.0, Moon wants to reopen an industrial complex where North and South Koreans work together, just north of the demilitarized zone. He says he would meet the North Korean leader. And he wrote in his autobiography that South Korea should learn how to say no to its historic ally, America.
So a lot of people are worried about, well, you know, if the Moon Jae-in is elected and then we're going to have very rocky relations with the United States. First of all, President Trump is not really popular in Korea. And second of all, there's a really thorny issue, like a THAAD deployment.
The THAAD deployment, a U.S. defense shield designed to shoot down North Korean missiles. It got up and running this week. Moon says that rather than arming up, he wants to negotiate with the North. And one of his reasons is very personal. His parents were from there. They were rescued by a U.S. warship in 1950 after the Korean War broke out. Moon was born in the South just before the war ended. Tae Gi-soo is Moon's biographer. Critics call him a red, a communist, because his approach to North Korea is dovish, he says. Moon treats North Koreans as human beings because of his parents. Defectors from North Korea, whose escape stories pull at South Koreans' heartstrings, are some of Moon's most vocal critics. The South Korean national anthem rang out at a banquet for defectors in a high-rise hotel in Seoul last week. North Korean escapees pledged allegiance to the South and railed against left-wing politicians like Moon. Moon Jae-in should not be president, says Lee Yoon-mi, who defected from North Korea 11 years ago. He's too soft. He'll give money to the North, which will strengthen the regime there. In a recent TV debate, Moon sought a tougher image by holding up an old black and white photo of himself in the Army Special Forces some 40 years ago. But he's better known for his years as a human rights lawyer, and before that, a rabble-rousing student protester who got hauled into jail several times. If elected South Korean president, Moon now wants to be a negotiator with Pyongyang, one of the most unpredictable regimes in the world. Lauren Frayer, NPR News, Seoul.